Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no stopping now.
let it control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day. and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standard of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii, and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself, because you don't want to talk revolution, because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children. And you're going to help improve your children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We study been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter G. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing, because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you've got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on his spurs. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period in a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
father, love your brother, love your brother, love your mother, love your brother.
Don't go and talk about my father.
Washington, D.C. I'd like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host this evening, Sheikh Al Imam Akbar Abdul Kareem. We're rocking from every corner of the globe, worldwide radio here at Black Power Radio. And we're just so happy to be here. And it's yet another episode of Black Power Radio. And tonight we're going to talk about from a black revolutionary perspective. And as a black revolutionary, I must say tonight it is the best position, the best posture you could ever take on any issue in America with the three K's and then the CK at the end. So I got four K's all together in the spelling of America. And the C, we just kicked that in for being socially or politically correct. But tonight we have a perspective of black revolution and a continuity of quitters never win and winners never quit. And again, we are talking tonight on ozone and the reparations, and it's either shit or get with reparations at this hour for black power. And if there's no reparations in 2023, why in the hell should we be voting in 2024? Played the shenanigans and all of their instruments on our backside, and now it's our turn, huh? They say there's no fun once the rabbit gets hold of the gun. So we're just rocking here. Now, we have a very special guest in studio tonight, and he lends a different perspective to the equation of black revolution. So our black revolutionary onboard doctor is here, and we just want to introduce to you our technician and our brain behind the brain behind the brain and the financial guru right here on Black Power Radio. And we're going to bring up Dr. Brian Franklin, wants to give a perspective as we go into the show, and all of you that are online, Black Power to our onboard doctor, Black Power Dr. Franklin.
Grand rising to those around the world who may be waking up right now, because this is international, number one. Number two, my brother is a medical doctor. He's 1 year older than me, and because of my technology and economic abilities, whenever my brother, Dr. Rodney Franklin, is 1 year older than me, needed money, it was one call to his brother, Brian Bam Franklin. And in the business environment, I love being referred to as Bam. For those of you that want to know more about me, all you have to do is go to BrianBamFranklin.com. I'm going to say that again, BrianBamFranklin.com. I am very honored to be the Chief Technology Officer for the new BlackPantherParty.com, I'm going to say that again also. The new Black Panther Party.com. Show your love, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that can, just like you donate, give money to the churches around the country. I mean, millions and millions and millions of dollars given to our churches and our communities. However, if you look at the issues in the underserved community, they are not addressing the challenges and the issues in our underserved community. Now, the last thing that I'm going to share for now, because I really want you to engage with us, we actually have a model to give back to nonprofits. It's called BAMGive.com. So if y'all are doing cookie sales for your children at school, candy sales for your school, popcorn, all that bull crap that they were doing when I was in elementary school, ladies and gentlemen, the world has changed. So here's my last action item. You're on your phone, most of you, or you're at your computer. I want you to text the keyword, BAM, to this phone number. I'm going to say it again. Text the keyword, BAM, to area code 323-451-5050. I'm going to say it again. What's important when you listen to the Black Power Radio regarding the new BlackPantherParty.com is that you don't just listen, you actually take action. So the last time I'm going to share this, text the keyword BAM to area code 323-451-5050. Brother Sheikh Iman Akbar, I love you. I appreciate you. I revere you. And you are a prophet. And let me give y'all a Bible verse before I exit. John 4:44 reads, now Jesus had pointed out that a prophet in his own town is not revered, understood, or appreciated. So Prophet Sheikh Iman Akbar, I appreciate you. And I'm done speaking. Bam.
And likewise, Dr. Franklin, for all the work you're doing on the West Side, in Atlanta, in D.C., New York, and across the entire diaspora, because you hooked us up. We're now connected on the international network, and Dr. Franklin is a key and an essential part in bringing all of this about in our new tech way of doing things here at Black Power Radio, at the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and all of these revolutionaries that are in our network are scheduled to be in, the state of Mississippi, right in the old town of Taylorsville, Mississippi. They have executed a young man, Rasheem Carter, and we are going to Taylorsville, Mississippi on October 14th to check the township, the sheriff, the city council, everyone that's there. The Black Panther Party will bring some form of justice to the case of Rasheem Carter. We will be doing things entirely different once we have made our presence known, and we will see to those officials, and then we're going to organize on the ground. We're going to show you how to do organization Black Panther style in Taylorsville, Mississippi, and we'll return to Washington, D.C. on the 16th, and from the 16th through the 21st, we'll be in Washington, D.C. for the Redemption Week, a week of redemption on the issue of reparations. Can we speak in one collective voice? Can we find collective solidarity on the issue of reparations? And if we cannot do this, why in the world should we be voting or even participating in a system that leaves us out of the equation entirely? And the shock in our story is on the front of the Washington Post this week. We saw the entire Congress and a part of the Senate laced around the Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky, had the wrong Vladimir at that time. But Vladimir Zelensky is surrounded by the Congress who would not allow him to speak. But what they did was what? They gave him all the military and financial backing necessary to do whatever he wants to do, including which Zelensky has been blamed and pointed out, and he didn't deny that he has bombed in the Sudan. So you figure out the equation as we go forward here on Black Power Radio and get us some of our staffers out there. We have our spiritual advisors coming first, and our beloved sister, Queen Mother, straight out of Brooklyn in the city of Spartanburg, South Carolina. We're going to call it, as we know it, in Gaffney. She's in Gaffney, South Carolina tonight. And Sister and Queen Mother Beverly, welcome to Black Power Radio, along with your host and your network, and Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Hey, hey, hey. How y'all
Black
doing?
Power. Hey, hey, hey. Doing excellent, how about yourself?
I'm not going to complain. I ain't going to do no good. But I got a little update about Pavel. But y'all know who's up on the line, if you're familiar with my encounter with Spartanburg Detention Center. They killed my son, and 7 days it'll be a year. Next Tuesday, well, today's Monday, so 8 days. And I got a call from the FBI people, and they wanted Christopher Pratt, who's our lawyer representing us. They wanted his phone number, and I've been running for the past couple of days, not Saturday and Sunday, but I had some appointments, doctor, and taking my brother, taking my cousin to get some laser surgery, cataracts removed, and my brother with his knees. So I've been doing a little bit of running. I had to go to the eye doctor today, so I haven't gotten around a chance to call him. And tomorrow, my youngest daughter, Andrea, she was coming out of the restaurant because her birthday was Friday, and her friend took her to dinner, and she pulled out the restaurant waiting at the red light, and a man hit her with his truck. So I've been doing that too, trying to get it together. And but they wanted his number, so I hadn't got a chance to call him to see if they called him or not. Tomorrow I got to go to the collision shop early in the morning to Spartanburg, where Andrea stay at, so we can get her rental so she can put her car in the shop. They hit her on the passenger side. The door doesn't open. I mean, thank God it wasn't more severe than that. It hurt the car. It didn't hurt her, so that's a plus. That's a blessing. But I'm going to get around to it. Hopefully I get a chance tomorrow to call him and see what became that phone call from the FBI. But otherwise, that's about the best update that I have, the most recent update that I have. And don't worry, I'll keep you informed. The more I get informed, what I know, I'll let y'all know. And I'm going to land this plane, and y'all stay blessed. I'm here. I'm listening from here on.
The bold, black, and revolutionary. Tonight we're talking on revolution, and we have a revolutionary warrior woman is out there, and man, she's on that west side with Dr. Brian Franklin. We're going to pick up, this is Northern California, and we're picking up with warrior woman, a longtime revolutionary, has been with us over 50 years, and we're going to welcome a warrior woman to our airways and Black Power.
Black Power, warrior woman. Just honored to be here and see what's going on, hearing and moving forward in the revolution.
Yes, ma'am. We're happy to have you helping to co-host tonight. Warrior Woman is awesome in the revolution and has been at every turn from the times of Malcolm on up to Farrakhan, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, an associate of Hashim. Our leader has two leaders have passed, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad and Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, and she is still here with us now. She's never left the cause of Black Revolution, and we always want to acknowledge her and always keep a line open for Warrior Woman and her husband, the Chief Eddie Longwalker, and her son and her whole family, and all of those original warriors coming right up off the land. And they have always taken a strong, positive position with Black Revolution. And they say to me, they are the landlords of this land, and we are the only ones that have ever been welcomed here. So with that quote, we're going to move straight to Black Lightning, and behind him will come our National Minister of Justice as well. We got Black Lightning coming up on Fast and Furious, right out of the D.C. metropolitan area, him and his beloved brother Lawrence and the family of Black Lightning over this week. And we're proud to serve with them and Black Power, his son's daughter. His man bring his whole family to the Black Revolution. Mother Beverly bring her whole family to the Revolution. This is awesome. I'm just saying, though. Black Power?
Black Power. Huh. Yes, sir. I reiterate what Brother Bam said. You're a great leader and revolutionary. But the reason, I like that scripture, because the reason that no prophet is accepted in his own land is because
they're not going to call us.
Let me put it like this. If it was me, they ain't going to call me the prophet. They're going to say, are you going by Black Lion or Black Lightning today? And somebody else say, no, that's a prophet, man. That's Black Lion. You don't know what you're talking about. So that's why, you know. So we have to get away and get out amongst our people and just do the work. You're not looking for the pat on the back. We just looking for the work to be done. God will give us our reward, you know. And he do it all the time. He do it all the time. So just when you thought you're I'll give you an example, and I know this is a personal one. When the car hit the deer, I thought, oh no, I'm not going to be getting back. And when I drove 4 hours toward South Carolina, I ain't going to be getting back. But God had that grace on us and did that car start up. I mean, I couldn't believe it. As tore up as that car was, it got us all the way back. But just to show what kind of revolutionary our Sheikh Imam Akbar National Chairman is, he's like, well, we'll Uber there. We'll get somebody in this region to take us the rest of the way. Maybe when you get your car there, you can just break it down there. Like, nah, man, I'm going back home. But he was there. He was on it, you know, on it for the mission, you know. So, like, you know, let that mission not be unaccomplished, you know. And speaking of which, we had our brother Jermaine at the city council today in Shreveport, Louisiana. And he'd like to tell y'all a little bit about that. Black Power.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, brother.
Okay. Yes, I want to share with you all what happened at the city council meeting today. I don't know if a lot of you all had the opportunity or the chance to get into the comments, make comments in the comment line, things of that nature. But yeah, but it was definitely what we had needed. Again, we were on the topic of Shaniqua Fleming. She was the sister, the attorney for the attorney city clerk, who was wrongfully terminated on last week. Her letter was amazing before she stepped out of her job. What people are not, what needs to be abolished in this state, really within multiple southern states, is the right to real work law. That law right there in itself is in violation of employees, because certain bosses and certain, you know, people at certain jobs, your boss or your supervisor can terminate you for the least little thing. And that law, I don't understand how that law even came into effect here in the U.S. or here within these southern states. So that's the thing they're fighting now. But then she got them on everything for discrimination, sexual harassment. So everything, all the great, the ball falls at her court, which is amazing concerning this one. And we all got up. I spoke. It was emotional. Meaning, when I say emotional, it was heartbreak. It was anger, all that at the same time, because it was like, you know,
y'all have done so much. Y'all only been in those seats since January of this year. You all have failed miserably. And not only that, the recall that we're fitting to do and get that paperwork signed. But yeah, it was just something. How, and then they're just sitting there like, and racism. We're calling that out. The racism. Our racist mayor. He's a racist. And no, this is not alleged. And all this is a true fact. And and this is what we're dealing with. So yeah, but I went to it today, and we got our point across. And we said what we felt, and we want the recall of all those council members and all of that. Also the fact that she also endured the sexual harassment, of course, the racism and things of that nature. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say for that.
All right, well, Black Power, brother, keep up the good work. And we see all these missing children in Memphis. I just want to reiterate on that. A lot of our youth and our youngsters are coming up missing down there in Memphis.
Yeah.
So we need our eyes extra open, and keep an eye on your children. Black Power. I'm going back on you, bro.
Black Power, thank you so much, Brother Black Lightning, and all of those that have supported his network, and he has about sometimes 4 or 5, sometimes up to 10 on his line that helps him to co-host and keep us going here at Black Power Radio. We want to welcome our longtime host and a dynamic personality and a person that has helped us here at the Department of Justice. Again, we want to bring our National Minister of Justice, Dr. Crooked Race Truth Bay, is online with us tonight for furtherance on from a Black revolutionary perspective. Black Power, everybody mute up that's not speaking. Black Power for our National Minister of Justice. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Seems like there's a dog on the loose. We need to start chasing some supremacy in our position. Well, Black family, it's been another week, and a lot has transpired. We thank you for joining us here on Black Power Radio, where we want to hear some updates concerning the city council. Now, Brother Jermaine, we want to hear from you as well. What is the next steps concerning Councilwoman, the clerk, that actually testified today? Brother Jermaine is still on the line.
I think he dropped off. I'll get him back.
Okay.
Go ahead and talk. I'll get him back.
Okay. All right. So we're also waiting for Crystal Muhammad to give us an update concerning our brother Ozone. Now, just a week and a half ago, we had an update concerning his trial, and he was found not guilty of first-degree murder. It was actually self-defense. And so the update still remains. Brother Arthur Wallace is still in custody. So this is something that terribly justice is not served in the least bit in this case. So we'll give you an update concerning Brother Wallace. Now, National Chairman, has there any word concerning Brother Ozone?
Well, there's no nothing further right now on Ozone. I do know that. I think the sentencing is coming up, I believe, next month. And just when I find out, everybody will. On this manslaughter charge, Black Power. National Chairman, you might be on mute.
All right, Black Power.
Okay, yes, I'm right here with you. Go ahead.
Now, we were asking the update concerning Brother Ozone, and so you could probably fill us in as well. Now, in D.C.
I didn't want to make anything official. Someone had tried to recommend that he, 37, I don't think those years have been given. They're trying to, I think, arrive at a final sentence, but they're is an appeal on the charge of manslaughter. They found him not guilty on the murder charge, which carried the death penalty. And I feel the same way about O.J. If O.J. was punished, if it does not fit, you must acquit. If he's acquitted on that charge, then he should walk. They have found a way to over-process, to over-prosecute when it comes to us. But to free a murderer in George Zimmerman in the same state is a backhand in the face of black people, of black revolution, of everything moving black in Florida. And if we don't move on it, the Black Panther Party, then nobody's going to move on this stuff for us. There's a lot of proof and evidence. In fact, there's a preponderance of evidence that if we don't move on it, it won't get moved. I'll yield my mic back to we have a vast listening. Let me see, Dr. Franklin, did you hear or have any comments on some of what you've heard? Because we've got all of them lined up there.
Black Power. Dr. Truth Bay had a question for Brother Jermaine. He's on the line.
He's
Black there.
Okay, go ahead with the question to Jermaine and then go to Dr. Franklin. Dr. Franklin, are you still here?
Yes, brother. I'm here, and I am Bam. Go ahead, brother.
Bam will follow Jermaine in the question. Go ahead.
Well, Jermaine, the update.
Yes. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Concerning Shreveport and what's the next step?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, this is Jermaine. Yes, well, right now we still need more exposure. Yes, I'm here. Yes, right now what we need is more exposure on the Sharika Fleming's case, the sister that was wrongfully terminated off the street for Louisiana City Council Board. I actually went to the meeting today, and I spoke, and it was too quiet. It was from the council board member. Now, it wasn't rowdy or nothing in there, but we was at the point to where, okay, wait a minute. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all too quiet. Nobody's saying nothing because y'all know y'all guilty. I said there was supposed to be some type of formal review hearing. All those proper procedures should have been taken in perspective. But also the racism, the sexual harassment, the racism on the city council board in general. It definitely is coming, and also it's coming from the mayor as well, you know. So it's going from bad to worse, from worse to worse. So, you know, so, yeah, but we need more exposure on this, and then also we need more people to continue to put this story out about what she's going through. And from what last I heard, if anyone's able to reach out to her, her number is listed under the city council. Her name is still listed in there. If y'all want to reach out to Shaniqua Fleming, but she's traumatized and she didn't want the job anymore. But it's just on a general principle of what they did to her. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, and I believe that we definitely need to rally behind Ms. Fleming. When is the next city council meeting, and who's leading the charge down there in Shreveport?
It's been mainly me and a few other brothers. It's been mainly me and a few other brothers here in the city. We can definitely use more, but like I said, it's the resistance in this city is unreal. Martin Luther King actually said one time when he came through the city, a lot of people never believed this, but it is true. But he came here in the 60s. He said he'll never return back to Shreveport because of the fact that our own people. Will not stand up for their rights and stand up for their civil rights and stand up for justice. I mean, to have a 80% black city and have it to where just me and some other individuals, it speaks so many different things. But right now is what we need is to continue to rally behind Shaniqua Fleming and show the injustices, what they've done to her. And also call it out for what it is, and also now include the mayor, because the mayor has allowed this to go on, if not allowed it, and has put it all in, you know, let
now
it go
who's
on.
The mayor? You need to name that.
Tom Arsenault.
And he should be served a color of law notice as well, for sure.
Correct.
So here is an update. Let's listen in on.
When you see red, you'll see green. Red tattoo. Tail is black and gray born. We have a great selection of imports in stock, ready for delivery. Red.
Has anyone contacted the EEOC?
Yeah, you went on mute, Sister Bay.
Has it?
She's trying to play a segment.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Ooh, we got some technical difficulty, Black folks. All right, sorry about that, Black family. We'll actually get back probably later on the show to actually listen to the testimony of Shenrika Fleming. Now, on September 12th, for those of you that know, the Shreveport City Council voted immediately to terminate her with a 4-3 vote. And this, of course, is not only unconstitutional, but the reasons for that of her experience, the harassment that she suffered on her tenure, is something that we definitely need to highlight and continue to support. So we thank you, Brother Jermaine, holding the fort down and attending the City Council and giving us an update on how we can help Shenrika Fleming. If you can provide us with the telephone number, if those who want to reach out to her to support.
Okay, yeah, just a minute. Just a minute. I'm gonna get her number, y'all. Hold on.
As the public relations director.
Right.
Okay,
Is it showing up?
Yes.
Raised from a handful of people over the termination of the Shreveport City Council clerk. Today, a rally was held in support of her 10 days after she was fired. I was at the rally, heard what happened, and what they're saying about the termination. About a dozen people gathered in Government Plaza Friday to call for justice on what they called the unlawful termination of Shreveport City Council clerk, Shenrika Fleming. They had 5 demands.
Hold on.
Immediate resignation of council members Gary Brooks and Ursula Boulder. Number 2, the immediate resignation of Ralph Johnson as the public relations director for the Shreveport City Council.
Brooks and Bowman were 2 of the 4 members who voted to terminate Fleming. She's accused Brooks of sexual harassment and the use of racial slurs.
I'm basically giving them an opportunity to go ahead and resign and do the honorable thing. It's really past time that Shreveport stop having individuals give the city a negative eye.
The group also wants the Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion created to oversee hiring and other issues.
What happened this past Tuesday at City Council meeting was one of the most despicable public spectacles I've ever seen in my entire life.
Fleming was not at the rally.
She's a paying council, and some council feels that it's more impactful for their person not to show up, especially if they're still going through trouble.
Reporting in Shreveport, I'm Whitney Brady, KTBS 3 News.
Well, there you have it. So the rally, I believe, was successful in a way where it's bringing awareness, but we definitely need to have Brooks and Ursula. When you look at them, my God, that if Colonel Sanders had a twin, that would be Mr. Brooks, for sure. They are the epitome of racism down there. So shout out to Shenrika Fleming. All right, Brother Jermaine, thank you for the update.
Don't forget the mayor. We want the mayor out of there too. He's a racist.
Oh, absolutely. We got to throw him in the pot as well. And let's say, when is the next election for Shreveport?
It's going to be in November, I think. November.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I think he just got in, so I don't know how long the term is. But we definitely want him recalled.
That's right.
Well,
all right.
Shreveport is akin to many townships in Louisiana. I've gone into Baton Rouge Parish in their court system and dealt with several cases. East Baton Rouge. Calcasieu Parish, which is Lake Charles, Orleans and Orleans Parish, New Orleans Parish, and have never witnessed any any court system across America to match what I have seen in the court systems of Louisiana. I have not personally witnessed report, but it carries its own reputation with the rest of the courts. And then the the prison is called Angola, of all names. And there's a reasoning behind that that we'll go into at another time. But definitely I've never witnessed any miscarriage of justice to match Louisiana. As we go to Dr. Bam is on the line, and he'll give you this.
Hey, great, brother. Yeah, I allocate it up. I allocate.
He might have pushed mute twice.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I allocate it up to 1 hour, so I'm going to be within 1 minute on my comments. First of all, I want to applaud all the geniuses on this line at this moment. And for those of you that don't know the definition of genius, the definition is having an exceptional natural capacity of intellect, especially as shown in science, art, music, etc. Every little young black boy in the hood that can rap is a genius. And so last but not least, one of our ancestors, brother, what is his name? Ken Bridges, who founded MATA, a black movement for self-internal reparations, said, he does business with people that do business with him. And I'm making that reference in regards to the people that need the help of the new BlackPantherParty.com. If they're not contributing in some way, including human capital, I'm sorry? In conclusion, if they're not contributing in some way, coming onto this call, showing that they care as much as we do, donating to the cause, those are the people that the new BlackPantherParty.com should support. I'm Brian Franklin. I approve this message, and I'm done speaking for now, and I've got to run. Black Power. Bam.
Brian Franklin and all those in the network of BAM, all of those that are connected across the nation, around the diaspora, it's abroad. The BAM family is always welcomed here at Black Power Radio. And as in so many places, they're raising the money, raising the banner for Black Revolution, for the Black network that is associated with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We're proud to be in association with them. And as we're going to yield Black that mic to those of you who have come on tonight, we've got Queen Mother Beverly. We've got Warrior Woman and Black Lightning and Dr. Truth Bay will carry on tonight's show in the spirit of from a Black revolutionary perspective. And thank you all.
Right on.
I guess we'll start with the Queen Mother. And then she will co-host the Dr. Truth Bay as we bring forward all of those guests. Dr. Beverly, I always call her doctor as well. And you stand up in this revolution. You're a doctor of science and many other fields of endeavor. So, Dr. Beverly, you can start out with Truth Day, Black Power.
Black Power. So we do have an update with a special guest online concerning reparations. Up here in Oakland this week, we'll be up at the Commission Port advocating for the port property. And we have none other than Chairman of Reparation, Bishop Williams, on the line to give us an update on his reparation.
Black Power. Hello, everybody.
Black Power. Welcome, sir.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Black man going for black money.
That's right.
That's what it is. Okay, yeah. All right. I want y'all to know that I've been out here a long time, for many years, working, okay? Now I have the proof. There's one thing we know things happen. People have been talking about it for years. But a lot of people talking about it don't know nothing about it. I have the proof to the thing that happened to blacks, thing that happened. And all the money come down from Washington, D.C., all the bill that Abraham Lincoln written, that Dr. Martin Luther King and others talked about what Lincoln did and everything. I have to prove what he did. And I have the proof for every bill that was written.
All right, well, he was called out.
And the money that owed the black people from the Proven Bureau.
The bill that you have in tune, what would you like to express concerning reparations on a federal level?
Oh, I would like to see blacks come together and support this, okay?
Right on, yes, sir.
A lot of people listen to me, but a lot of people have heard me and everything like that. But I get a very few people say that, you know, I'm interested in helping you put this bill in front of Congress. You know, I don't get that. I don't get it.
Well, Bishop, you're on Black Power Radio. These are the people that's going to make it happen right here on this platform. So what we'd like to see in the next 2 weeks is to have an update of the World's Court lawsuit. This is what has to happen for accountability for reparations. Now, if you guys have listened to the news the last week or so, Joe Biden still is making a public plea that he is not in support of reparations. And this is why we had our auntie and them that tore Mr. Jamie Harrison, the chair of the Democratic National Convention, the DNC. And he was basically handed his face when they say, all you want to do is talk about voting rights when it comes to blacks. But reparations, they still want to study it. They still want to study, and they still want to study. No, thank you.
I'd like to put something out there about reparations.
Cut the check. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Go on, Bishop. Cut the check.
Thing that I've seen, because I've been in this for so long, what I see money and where it's coming from and who it's coming to and what's owed to black people. A lot of people can't see that.
Right, but we have a part to play with that too, Bishop. We have to be proactive and take back what was given back, what was taken from us.
We don't have nobody. We don't have no black writers. We don't have nobody to write for black, to tell the truth about black. I want to put a book out here. I like to start putting a magazine or something out. Speaking of magazine, because I want to say some things other people don't say. See, I see part of the money that's in Congress that Congress controls.
Good old Congress.
And Congress don't support reparations. They're controlling all the money. They're controlling our money. So part of the money that's in Congress, all them hundreds of millions, belong to black people. But sending that money belong to blacks. And we have to tell the truth about it.
Yeah, we got to go get it. Tell the truth, shame the devil. That's what Mama always says. So what is our plan? In every city, as we mentioned the last year on Black Power Radio, to attend your local city council. This is my black family, the only key to self-determination. And so we have heard from Sister Switchblade in Chicago, and we definitely need to hear an update from our sister down there. And we have just heard from Brother Jermaine, gave us an update on Fleming's case in Shreveport, Louisiana, and South Carolina, Spartanburg, we still have a date. Oh, yes, we do. So we're going to have our Queen Mother Beverly to give us an update concerning the case with Chuck Wrongwright and the suit for justice for our beloved Lavelle Lane. And in New York, we do have the United Nations that's having a conference. It is the world conference that happens every year. 16 countries are involved. And which country will be talking about reparations? We have yet to see. So this is the update when it comes to D.C. And what we need to find out is what is Joe Biden going to do up in the next presidential election? Are people really going to vote for him? Are we still going to sleep around if it's not no reparations, black families?
We need to campaign. We need to campaign against
2024. Hold on. Go ahead, Bishop.
We need to campaign against him, against Joe Biden, and all the other Ku Klux Klan out there.
That's right. Who will want to elect the president? In the next couple of weeks on Black Power Radio, we will certainly give you the election updates when it comes to who is on the ballot nationally, locally. So stay tuned on Black Power Radio. If you'd like to help support the efforts, you can log on to the New Black Panther Party.com and see what our next updates are. Rasheem Carter in Taylorsville, Mississippi, coming up on October 14th, is primary for everyone to show support and to let the world know that this is unacceptable on how they just steal and abuse and kill us without accountability. That is something, black family, that self-determination and our own military to block the call is the way to go. There's no bones about it right here on Panther Radio. So we're going to head back right to Bishop. Can you tell our listening audience how we can support your efforts in reparations in Oakland?
Well, yes, by getting involved, emailing to Dr. Bay and coming up here to meet with us. We got a meeting up here on the 28th. And we need people to come up and let their voices be heard, you know?
That's right.
That's the thing. See, black people today, I'm going to tell you what blacks doing today. They hiding. Blacks is hiding today. They talk about things behind closed doors. Talk about things on paper. But they ain't going to get out in the public and speak about it. You know,
Cheryl, well,
we want to let the world know. I'm related to George Floyd, and I want to see a George Floyd march next year across the Bay Bridge, okay, from San Francisco to Oakland. And we march right into the Warrior Stadium once we get to San Francisco. And we have all speakers there for all day. People walking around with baskets raising money. Okay?
In good old San Francisco.
And everybody get involved will get a piece of money. College, the organization, all of them will get paid some money going. You get $3 or $4 million going across the Bay Bridge, there's going to be millions of dollars coming in.
That's right. So we're not going to let that happen. It is all or nothing moving forward. And in Sacramento, right in the heart, the capital of California, there is an error that has happened. So we did mention the Sacramento district attorney that filed a lawsuit on Daryl Steinberg. Now, why is this significant, black family? It's because the left and the right are eating each other alive. And what this states right now with the district attorney filing a lawsuit on the mayor, blaming him and them, the city, for homelessness. Now, how relatable is this issue in your city? How bad has homelessness gotten in your city? If you live anywhere in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Sacramento, San Diego, San Francisco, the meatpacking district, Skid Row, it's at least 50,000 homeless per square capita. And this is something, black family, that's only due to bad politics. Bad politics. And this is why we got to be in these political spaces to speak up and against our taxes being misused for their personal piggy bank. So are we going to go for the okey-doke this year? I hope not, black family. It is absolutely no reparations in 2023 and 2024. We're going to give them some grace, okay? Mr. Harrison, if you're listening, you know, we're not going to chase you off the stage. As long as you just stop tap dancing, you know, about voting rights and all this propaganda. So this is where we have to really tell the truth, as Bishop says, tell the truth and shame the devil. And we got to continue this side of revolution, Black Power.
Here in Oakland, California, I don't want the politicians to spend no money on the homeless. I want to do it myself.
Right on.
We have coming in from the Port of Oakland and the railroad companies, and other people can help do this if they would. That's what I would like.
And they will. Indeed, they will. So this Thursday, please join Bishop Williams and the team at the Oakland Port Commission meeting at 2 p.m. The address is 530 Water Street. And if you wanted more information on how you could even join virtually, please text Justice to 323-884-8583. That is Justice Capital 2-323-884-8583, and you'll get the updates for the Oakland Port Commission meeting. Address again is 530 Water Street, Oakland, California, 94607. So if you're in the area, be there. Don't be square. Justice is right there. And Bishop Williams and the team need to continue the demonstrations and the fight for reparations. It is an ongoing battle, Black family, but we must not let loose. We have to continue.
I'm going to. I'm too far to turn around now. I can't turn around now. Look, I would like to put my number out there. If anybody want to call me.
Go ahead, Bishop.
On the,
give
my
us
number is 510.
510.
200.
200.
26.
26.
60.
All right, now, one more time for those who are inclined, Bishop.
That's 510.
2660. So if you want to personally call Bishop Williams, you can do so. Please don't hesitate. A phone call is literally the least we can do to support our elders, especially in this fight. So,
I have some more reparation. I have some more reparation news next week.
All right. Well, we definitely would like for you to come back and join us and share these up.
Okay.
This is the meeting of what
thank
we need
you.
To do.
God bless you. Black Power.
Black Power, Bishop. We got a bishop in the building. All right. So, with that being said, Black family, political science, that is the key. That along with creative labs, that's what our young people are asking. They're asking, how can we help our youth? I know that's a burning, burning question, and this is the answer of what they want. This technology, as we see with artificial intelligence and real-time 3D animation, it is a trillion-dollar industry, not billion, Black family, trillion. So for us to know the cutting edge of technology, it is imperative. And I believe Mr. Brian Franklin may have some knowledge in that field as well. We must be surpassing or else we'll be left behind. So the opportunities that we're creating in January, and you can log on to federalhealthcoalition.com. That's federalhealthcoalition.com. There you see the upcoming programs we want to launch in January for our youth. This is virtual, and we're looking for 50 to 60 young people who want to learn coding, who actually wants to learn 3D animation, and that way after 12 weeks, they'll be able to teach others and create their own generated income through animation. How cool is that? Film festivals galore. This is the wave of the future. So we will keep you in tune on more information on how to register. Registration will begin in November, and you must be serious about these classes. So this is very important that our young people be connected to political science and creative labs. That's what they want. Now, if you walk outside, any one of my Black family, I want you to chime in. You walk outside in your neighborhood. How many music studios can you walk into at any time of the day for free? Right? I think we all know the answer to that. Very few or far in between. But that, in essence, Black family, that is the answer. That is what our young people are asking. They need creative spaces. So this is why land acquisition is number one for reparations. Land, give us that land. And secondly, we got to have, they got to cut that check. That's right. They got to cut the check. So how much is reparations worth, you say? It is $5 million minimum. That is a good number, lump sum. Some people say, no, I think we need payment plans every month, you know, $100,000, you know, till the day we die. That's fine.
Now, can I say a word on the land?
We want to have, yes, you want to have one lump sum. Go right on ahead, Bishop. Tell us about that land.
Okay, the land is 1,000 acres in every state, in 42 different states, slave states, 30,000 acres.
30,000.
And a tractor with all the equipment. Okay.
All right, now. That's a lot of land.
So a lot of people might not want 40 acres. See, the 40 acres come out of the 30,000.
Right.
30,000 for that state.
I want my 40 acres and a mule. Doggone right, however it comes.
There ain't no mule no more. Tractor now today.
Tractor. Or a Tesla, as our kids say. Give me a 40 acres and a Tesla. And I think that's not a bad idea. Whatever happened to that movement? Let me look that up and see. And I believe there was a young group in, was it in Oakland? I don't think it was California. They actually campaigned for 40 acres and a Tesla. And I believe that would be a great thing for 2023 and beyond, since gas prices are like almost $10, okay? Welcome to California, where they rob and rape you for every penny. But the weather's great here. With that being said, yes, black power to all. Black power to all. I would like to meet you all. And we relinquish the mic back to our national chairman. Shake him on my phone.
Black power.
Black power.
Again, in the spirit of Black Revolution, being the only solution, we have our Black Revolutionary guest online as well. And as our sister has always been with us throughout every turn in the road, it has not been a more consistent person contributing to the good outcome for Black Revolutionaries. And that is our beloved sister, Warrior Woman. And she usually brings her update from the West Side. So if she has any breaking news or updates for us or general information that she usually gives, we wanted to welcome to our airways and Black to our line tonight, our beloved sister. Warrior Woman, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Bidamia, thank you. I just wanted to add that working with Kwame Ture and Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad and the rest of the people that they killed, you know, because this government did kill them. I don't care if they used the white honey trap or, you know, money or whatever. And that's what we need to emphasize. It's not the money and it's not the resources, because that's what they've been taking from the Indian people since the beginning of time, the indigenous people. So when we do it from our heart, like the brother, I'm going to send some people to Oakland for that. I'm going to call you to get the directions and everything, and we're going to be there. Because right now, we've already connected L.A. We've connected the central part of, you know, California and even in Oakland. Some people have bought land in Hawaii, and some other people, you know, they move on to other things, you know. So it's just we have to always work with the youth, and that's what Kwame would tell us. We have to work for the youth. We work with the people in the prison system. I just wanted to remind you that we said they stole us, they sold us, and they owe us. And Khalid would always say, and even more. You know, they don't even have the amount of money, you know what I mean, the 40 acres nowadays, what it is, you know. And I think if you're going to go hustle money, then go talk to these rich people. Right now, Oprah's in a hole, you know, for transporting our people. That's why we said when you hit the border and you have these immigration places, the people leave Mexico because this government is in charge of the drug traffic. You know, Bush and the, you know, the CIA. Noriega, we know the history. We live the history. We have elders that lived before you know, right. us and our parents. And so they taught us. So a lot of us are here in the revolution. You know, we were just wanted to be revolutionaries. And when we went to North Africa with Gaddafi, they said, no, you guys are, you know, revolutionary. And then you guys are going to be freedom fighters, because a lot of the revolutionaries and freedom fighters in Africa became presidents. And we've seen a lot of them killed, you know, because there's resources there that hasn't even been tapped by our own people, just like reservations sitting on the highest, you know, minerals in this whole country. And as soon as, you know, all their other escapades stop, you know, they're going to come after us. I mean, if they sterilize our babies, you know, and killing your children in the streets, you know what I mean? There has to be a unity through the heart, you know, because I don't care about a job, you know. One time I was talking at a Black Panther meeting, I don't have a job, so they can't take no, oh, yeah, they froze my husband's money. They had that thing in Hawaii. They shot things. Well, they burned us out because blacks and browns and Asian people were coming out to the land. We were organizing, like I said, from L.A. to San Francisco. You know, we had even for the brown people, it was, and even black farmers are out there in Fresno area. So there are still people that are there that, you know, are just waiting for true people to come and wake them up. True people to tell them, I'm not here for a job or a place in the Senate. We went to protest for Leonard Peltier in February. And then we found out that there's a whole little new group of little red Indians out there in Sacramento. What? You know? So there's a lot of stuff that's still happening. We just need to connect the dots. Once we connect the dots, it's over. We outnumber them, you know? And I really, like the brother had said earlier, genius. You know, when Khalid said, hey, they beat this brother up, because the white brother, because he was driving a big semi-truck in South Central, in Watson, that area. And they go, yeah, they're pulling him out because, you know, it's a citizen's arrest. Why don't we think like that? O.J. Simpson, when it happened here, too, they found him not guilty. White people were listening on the radios in these stores, you know, and they freaked out, you know, and then they had to get him again. How could you be trialed twice, you know, and it's happening again? We have to be conscious and educated to what they did, because they're playing the same game. It's, you know, it's in Hawaii that they're burning. They burned us out here at Redwood, Oyate. We changed it to Oyate, which means Dakota, the people's land. You know, they get all upset when they see a unity between the black and the brown and the red, you know, and that's one thing that we are working for, you know, till our death, you know. So go ahead and shoot us. Go ahead and kill us. Go ahead and you know, discriminate against our sex life. You know what I mean? We're going down to the end, till the last breath, like Brother Gaddafi said. So when you ask me to say something, I'm pissed off. I'm beyond pissed off. You know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know? And I'm not sending my children out to their white man school, and I'm not sending my children out to fight a war for themselves. We're killing our people, and the killing is out in the street. Do you think I care for this country? Bidamia, Shukaran, all my relations.
All right, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Do you know you're still there? You might have touched mute without being conscious. Oh, I don't know if you had ended, Warrior Woman, you had ended your statement.
Yes, I ended if there's anything else people want to talk. But I'm here, and I'll be in Oakland on the 28th or whatever date that is. I'm preparing now.
Black Power. Black Power. We have a
let me know when you're here.
Yeah,
so that'll be
being.
Thursday, September 28th at 2 p.m. Thursday, September 28th at 2 p.m. at 530 Water Street. 530
you got
Water
my
Street.
Number, so call me when you get here.
Yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. And that's in the city of?
Oakland.
Okay.
City of Oaktown.
Oakland,
California, brother, sister.
We was putting in a Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street here in Oakland, building all businesses
Black
for
Power.
Black people there. Taking care of all
Black
the homeless,
Power.
The youth, and everything. And all the money's
Black
coming
Power.
From the
Black
port
Power.
And the railroad companies. You hear what I'm saying?
Black power.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All the money is coming from the Port of Oak and the railroad company.
Mm-hmm. Black power. So those things.
I have all of the proof. I have all of the proof. The city of Oakland is a slave plantation. I have all the proof and all the proof of all the things they did here in the 1800s and all the things they've been doing to us and what they're doing right now. I have all of it.
That's right. And we are going to prove that in the word of court of law. Right on, Bishop. Black power.
Black power, black power. And we thank the Bishop and Warrior Woman for the contribution. They're never going to see. We live, eat, breathe, and die in revolution. It's an honorable state of being. There's nothing better that we could do with our mind, body, and soul that is dedicated to the revolution, because there's just so much, it's insurmountable amount of just the atrocities, a stack here, a stack there, and a stack damn near everywhere. You go and damn near everywhere you look, there's a stack of atrocities, mishaps, and unnecessary use of deadly force against us, and leaving us in these body bags with no due process. This is something we must end. This. They are not going to stop this, brother and sister.
Amen.
We are
Amen.
The only ones. We the people are the only ones that will stop the atrocities that have been perpetrated against us. We call it past, present, and future, the things that they have even planned for us. You just don't know the devastation because you don't have the research team. You don't have the staff that we have here at the Black Panther Party to look into these matters and see what they're doing, to see absolutely and positively what they are planning against us. And you must expose it, brother and sister, wherever you are. You have to stand and take a position against the opposition at this hour. You can no longer allow them to do the drive-by. And then you do the drive-by once you know what is taking place. And you think that your silence is something that will get you by. No, your silence is a co-signing of approval of those atrocities that have been perpetrated against us century after century, right here on these shores of North America, with the 3Ks. I was revealed to me this week about Ku Klux Klan. We got a WKKK, the women of the Ku Klux Klan. You know, you haven't studied that chapter of history because your mind is too busy trying to figure out the last thing that they did to us, or we the people.
Amen.
Oh, brother,
amen.
You should be willing to unite with the Black Panthers at this hour and eradicate, we have to interpret as a total abolishment of this post-plantation enslavement treatment against us and the things that have been done to us and the things that they plan to do to us. We must stop
Amen.
It in the middle of the road.
Amen.
And check it with our mind, body, and soul, with our goods and our person, with our properties and whatever we can put up to stop the atrocity that has been planned by the opposition. We must find a way to look up those revolutionary black messiahs on the ground and put them in charge of the fight against forces that want to enslave us and re-enslave us. There's not enough, and there's not too much that could ever be said about what they have done, about what they are currently doing, and what they are planning for the future. And it is to end us. It is our demise, brothers and sisters. They have planned our demise. But the black man's rise is the white man's demise. All you should use to wake up juice here tonight to last for the future, so that you won't hand these atrocities to our children. A generation is only known by the institution it leaves behind for the protection and the safeguard of the generation that comes behind us. So trust me, brother, sister, we must fight this with everything that we have to end the oppression against black people in this nation. Someone should take
Can I say something to the Ku Klux Klan women that you just spoke of? Can I speak to somebody, the Ku Klux Klan women here in Oakland? What do you think? Hello?
Yeah, he said go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear him. Well, in 1925, it was so bad here, the Ku Klux Klan here, all the railroad people and the politicians, all was Ku Klux Klan, Democrats and Republicans. Okay, still is. In 1925, right here in Oakland, there was 2,500 white women marched with Ku Klux Klan hoods on right downtown Oakland to keep blacks back, keep against blacks. But blacks, all of West Oakland was a slave camp. Blacks couldn't even cross that line coming toward that downtown. Okay? They used the guards and the army and everything there to keep blacks back. And they couldn't even walk around the lake. They had the soldiers had a camp and everything to keep blacks from walking around the lake. So that was just for white people. So they had all swimming pools and everything and everything. And it's still messed up like that today. Black power.
Anything separated and equal around here, anywhere, we have always been under a certain form of delusion, or if there's such a word as delusionment, then we are under the delusionment of an idea of something being equal, and a level playing field in America has never existed. And whoever said that there is a liar. I don't count Barack Hussein Obama as some separate and level and even playing field. I count him as a half white, half black, as a mutt that made what mutts do, made a difference for the mutts, but didn't do a goddamn thing for us as we the black people. Oh, someone should wake up tonight, feel something and know something has to be done. There's an urgency and it's a goddamn emergency. How do we behave in the face of urgency? How do we behave in the face of this emergency? It should declare a state of emergency in all black neighborhoods.
Amen.
That these things are done to us. And it continues and
Amen.
It continues and goes on and on. The joblessness,
Amen.
The sleeplessness,
Amen.
The drugs, the alcoholism, the things that are perpetrated against us, the goddamn mental health department should be run out of the black neighborhood. Let us heal our own goddamn wounds. Like others are doing. Don't keep committing us to no goddamn mental health. You have a big fuck sign, a big F, walking around every black neighborhood. Fuck mental health. You are healthy enough to heal it your goddamn self. But you keep following them, take their medications, take all the stuff that they give you. They're shoving a new form of enslavement down your throat on a daily basis. Too deaf and too goddamn dumb to figure out the equation. It's not in your favor. You cannot appease the opposition. You can't please the goddamn white woman. You can't please the goddamn white man. Or if you prefer to call it a she devil at this hour, it doesn't matter. She will not be pleased. Whatever your efforts are, I will assure you with my life that they will move the goddamn goalposts. I will assure you with my life, as sure as I'm a black revolutionary, they will change the dynamics to fit their equation. They will do something for convenience for the white man and the white woman. Miss 6 o'clock straight up and down with no curb and no swerve and no chills and no goddamn thrills. But she will do everything to implicate you. Look how they implicated Emmett Till.
They knew who they had when they had Emmett Till. They knew who his father was, but didn't tell you one thing. For 77 years, they suppressed this information. Not one man, not one entertainer, not one politician. They left Louis Till out of what was going on. Louis Till was the real revolutionary. That Alfred King was the real revolutionary behind Dr. King, and the one who recruited all those great people that stood up against the corruption, the exploitation of the South. It wasn't them people running the civil rights. They were running to anything that would get this crackers put out of their behind. They were running to anything that would end the atrocity. They wasn't out there for no goddamn civil rights. They just called it civil rights. But those people were just trying to pay. Any new day will do when you're catching hell from this goddamn cracker. I'm just telling you right now. Anything that spells a new day is what they were reaching for. They didn't know nothing about what those civil rights would do. And people talk today so eloquently as though they knew they were being integrated into a burning house. They just knew they had to get out of the fire, and they didn't give a damn if it was the frying pan or whatever, but they got to get out of whatever they were in. And they will choose just something different just to get the hell away from what they were in. I'm just saying, they didn't have the intelligence of choice and the intellect that you have. They did not have the intellect of making decisions. A decision-making gene was taken away from them. They were superimposed a name, language, religion. Everything was disturbed around the black man, woman, and child. He just knew he had to get out of the hellhole that he was in. And didn't give a damn what it was. Anything, he says, better than you. That's why they didn't know what they would find in the North. And many went North and found worse conditions. Many went North and found death on the trail trying to get North. They didn't give a damn what was North. But they knew it was different, and they had to get out of, they had to get the hell out of the goddamn hellhole. That's what I'm trying to tell you tonight. How old are we the people? Wait, stand up for your rights. Don't give up the fight. That's what you should have on your mind. Don't care where the fight goes. You know you got to change the dynamic. You got to change the paradigm. You got to change what is influencing your inclinations. You must do something different to get different results, brother and sister, my mind. I yield that mic, but I'm just saying, we just started to preach it here on Black Power Radio. We could preach on for several days to wake you up and get you in a different position, to get you in a different frame of mind of how you're managing against the opposition. Oh, my. Someone should say it tonight. Someone should pick up that mic and rock it. Because I can go. I ain't going to play. I ain't bragging. But I'm telling you, if you don't rock the mic, I'll sure take that mic back and rock the hell out of it for the next 2 hours.
Black that power. Shaky Bar. All right. Yeah. Over 196,940,000 squares on the planet Earth. Can't none of them match our chairman. I put a little twist on that. I'm going to be quiet. Y'all go for it. Oh, I didn't say $77 Bakers tonight. Now, how else are we going to get this gas in this car and get back home and do the tolls and get a little bite to eat on the road, you know? I'm going to bring mine with me, but you never know. We might want a soda or something. So hit us up at $77 Bakers. For this transportation money, and I'll land there. Black power.
Black power, brother.
Salute to all the people out here doing the work. Everybody doing the work. I appreciate everybody, you know. But all work ain't for everybody, you know. The school teacher can't be a traffic cop, you know. A traffic cop can't be an astronaut, you know. So let's see. A ballerina can't be a MMA octagon fighter, you know. And an MMA octagon fighter can't be a ballerina. There you go. I'll remain the octagon fighter and y'all keep hitting these city halls and city council meetings and the color of law and all the, you know, a lot of us, a lot of our people, they don't do things because they weren't shown how, you know. So that that information that y'all given out last night and today, the color of law, getting these people out of here, that's information that we didn't have before, you know. We didn't have this information before. Now we got it. And it is not power unless you use it effectively and skillfully against your open and vicious enemies. Sitting on it ain't going to do you a bit of good, you know? Sit on the food too long, it's going to spoil. You dig? So I'm just saying, this is a one-in-a-lifetime chance for everybody to get on the line, join the new Black Panther Party. And the boss ain't mean and the work ain't hard. Black That's power. Dollar sign hey, 77.
Are you there? Brother,
yes,
brother
sir.
Black Lightning, thanks for making all the announcements, letting people know to get into Mississippi, to get into D.C. in the next few days. But there's a caller online that we had neglected. I am so sorry. I have to apologize for not bringing this person up. But let me look back down the line and see if I can pull him out of. Let's see if we can pull this one off right. Let's see. We got a caller out there at a 53. At 253, where are you? 253 at 468. You're live on Black Power Radio. Are you there with us? 253? 253.
253,
you're live.
Good. Hey, that 253 is me. Black Power, everybody. I'm driving right now, so I'm just listening.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Adrian from California.
That's Brother Adrian. Go ahead, brother. All right. We love you big time, Brother Adrian, and thanks for your sacrifice. And you could have been anywhere. You could have got trapped out there with the paranoid phones that are right there behind the Android phones, but you're right here with us on Black Power Radio. And all of those there on your smartphone, we're happy to have you. The dumb phone people are right there in between you and the Androids, brother. So don't make no mistake about it. You got plenty of people with their desktop, laptop, and as well those with their drop top. Those are there in their Jaguars and their Ferraris, and they got them parked Maseratis and Porsches and convertible top Benz is all on that F road tonight, and they're so damn glad to be here on Black Power Radio, don't you know, don't you know? We give you Mo. Of which you listen to your radio for. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your Facebook, No Look, Twitter, Glitter. Anybody came in on the LinkedIn and Linked Out Network tonight, and then just damn glad to get here. If you got Instagram with no goddamn hands. We're all here on Black Power Radio. You damn skipped on a peanut butter jar, and we do damn glad that you didn't skip out on us tonight. Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Yeah, I'm just hanging out on the freeway on my way back to Riverside from Long Beach. So I said that I'd tune in after I finished that mission down there. So I'm on my way back home, and I'm going to actually make it up to Sacramento this week. And after that, the agenda pushes me into Las Vegas to meet some Black Panthers out there. Whatever, I just want to speak with some of them that's coming in from the Philippines. Brother Jose O'Daniel, he's going to be coming there. I just want to make sure that he's able to build. Because these different formations that we're having, we still have to build them. You know, whether they fall up under any particular formation or not. The magic is that we be able to pick up that telephone and make a phone call, and we can get 500, 600 Panthers in Knoxville, Tennessee, on a situation where we need the attention at. We can pick up that phone and get that same number of Black Panthers in Mississippi, in Texas, in New York, in L.A. That's where I think that's where we should be driving. And that's going to take us being unified as a Black Panther Party with the different leaders that we have. We're going to have to accept that, because if we don't, no wherever that be, as long as we can get on one accord and we can fight for the same purposes, I think that's going to be the hope, and I think it can be achieved. So I'm going to be working toward that goal. You know, I'm not favoring any formation over the other because the Black Panthers are Black Panthers. And like I say all the time, I've been around this party. It doesn't mean anything, but I've been around this party since 1968. I'll make you know. And I love that Black Panther Party spirit, and that's what that spirit is telling me, that we all should be together. We don't have to love each other. We don't have to like each other. We don't have to march with each other, but we can do maneuvers together, and we can work on the same issues across this country. And unless we do that, what are we doing? We said in North Carolina, when we was establishing that, I don't know if it came from North Carolina, but it came from one of the original Black Panther Party members. We are nothing without community support, and the community will not support us if we're bickering at the top. So let's stop the bickering, and let's try to work together. That's what my role is going to be. I want to work together with the different formations. I'm not going to tell a formation that they're right. I'm not going to tell them that they're wrong. The only thing I'm going to tell them is let's work together. And that's it. Push all of that difference aside, because if you look at the white people, the Caucasians, the KKK, just how they operate. If your skin is white and theirs is white, they ain't got no damn beef with you. And we got to get that same place. We ain't going to have no beef anymore. We're going to be working together simply because of the color of our skin and everything else. That's what I believe, and it's always worked that way for me. I don't have no problems with nobody black. Whether they like me or I like them, that's irrelevant. We have to work together. So let's kind of keep that thought in mind, and it's going to take a lot of work. And heartache, maybe some bloodshed, I don't know. But whatever it takes, that's where we should be moving.
Black power.
Hey, Minister of Justice, while I'm still on here, I sent you that PDF file. I know you're busy, but I'm bringing the hard copy up there with me. I just wanted to point out stuff in there with you. I didn't know it was a file like that on in North Carolina, but I guess it states the case as being true. They watch every goddamn thing that we do because, like the chairman just said, they want to knock us out of the box at all costs. They don't want us around. They definitely don't want us to solidify and unify. They want to get rid of us. All the years I was back there in North Carolina, I was oblivious to them watching us that close. Them motherfuckers, they were bad, just like they are now, COINTEL Pro. We have to watch that kind of stuff. Let's unify, and we can watch it on all fronts and make sure it doesn't infiltrate our movement. The more eyes on it, the less possibility that they have.
That's right, beloved. Black power. There are far too many of them that are willing to eliminate us by any means necessary. There are far too many of them preparing for our demise, and our extermination is on the rise. We must stand against this and prevent this. The only one on earth that's going to prevent this is us, we the people. There will be no process of osmosis. There will be no landing of spaceships from outer space and folks from other countries and people rising up out of the earth from the ancestors. There will be only those who will fight, live, and die for Black Revolution will come up and change the atrocities on our shores right here. And this, again, whose street? Our goddamn street.
whose land? This is our God.
Our land.
Don't buy into the goddamn pork barrel politics at this hour. Will not get you out of this. Oh, no. It will not get you off the hook this time. It's got to be mud and blood until we change the dynamics of here. Ain't no peace until we get what we came for, and that is to cut that goddamn check for reparations. They don't want to see you at the height of your productivity. That's why they want to stand against reparations. They saw you build all of those inventions with nothing. You had nothing to work with, and you invented you a folding chair to crack his crack upside his head. You invented the spark plug that run his engines and cars and trucks and vehicles and airplanes all over the world behind the spark plug. Things are moving out because of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning all over the world because of what came to this ex-slave. The descendants of the ex-slave will not come up here today and tell you that all is well. Hell no, it's not hunky-dory where I'm standing. And I'm in Washington, D.C., the capital of what Fannie Lou Hamer said, the capital of all this mess. And you keep getting messy and messy and messy, Jesse. All that messy, day by day, you increase the mess. Here it is, Joe Biden took his own cue card. He called the press conference and fumbled and stumbled like a bumbling idiot. That's why the nations look down on you, because you accept those pork barrel politics. You accept these funky, hunky, blue-collar Democrats that will side up with those that will come to exterminate you. I'm not going to trust this devil. I am going to work against him. So you must arm yourself or you harm yourself. And I land my plane and say, thank you, brother. As I said, that's Adrian online. That's been helping us from day one. We love you so much. And all of those Black Panthers online, they are local, they are national and international all over this network, and we're so damn happy to serve with you tonight. And here at Black Power Radio, we say the revolution continues. Black Power?
Black Power. The only solution.
Bring your God and your guns. And don't forget, October 14th in Taylorsville, Mississippi, Justice for Rasheem Carter will be at the police or Holy's headquarters at high noon demanding justice. So everybody should come on and join in with us. And that's October 14th, a Saturday. And then October 16th, we'll be back in D.C. for reparations rally. No reparations, no vote. And $77 Baker so we can get to Mississippi. Black Power. And that's $, just in case I move too fast, 77 Bakers. And that's all capital letters, B-A-K-E-R-S, $77 Bakers. Black Power. I'll land on that.
Black Power, thanks for landing. Safe landing there, big brother. And we're looking right up here to see, let's see who's left in the queue, punching out in the shoe. Let's see what we got. Oh, yes, we have some more in the queue. And we, oh, yes, right. After Adrian, we had Dr. Truth to come back to the mic and give her a follow-up on Brother Adrian and what's being done right there in her part of the West Side. And what's going on with this Black Power, Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power.
For quite a bit. So, Brother Adrian, welcome on board, comrade. We wanted to know updates right now with California. As we mentioned on top of the show, it was the Sacramento District Attorney that filed a lawsuit against the Sacramento City Mayor, Donald Steinberg, over the willful neglect, that's the title that they're using, willful neglect of the homeless crisis. So this is a big turn, Black family. Why is this important to know? Because this is what every city should be doing right now. Specifically, when you see Baltimore and Chicago, New York, California, these are the areas where Black families, Black neighborhoods have been infiltrated with such immigration, which right now all of the resources, as our auntie and them, went and told Jamie Harrison that every year you speak about voting rights, but our resources are going to the opposition all the time. And this is why we have to take some of that blame, Black family. We cannot any longer be complacent in this effort. This Thursday, as we mentioned before, Bishop Williams is going to be heading the Oakland Port Charge concerning property in the port. And the ports, especially Charleston, is the area where they sold our Black bodies year in and year out for a period of time. So these lands, these areas, Black family, is important to look into primarily because of this significance to chattel slavery. So moving forward, we shall see some changes. I do believe this is a different season, that many of our revolutionaries have been woken for some reason. They have awakened. Is that even a word? They have seen that voting for the same complacent party absolutely does nothing for the Black community. And so this is a wonderful thing, but we must continue to lead the charge, Black family. We have demonstrations, and we have city council meetings that you need to continue to attend. The fight is not over. It is proactive, and I'm so grateful for you to be with us on Black Power Radio, where we can disseminate this type of information to you week in and week out. So if you haven't created a group in your hometown, whether it be advocating for employment or youth or housing, whatever your mission is, make sure that you organize and organize. Do not sit on your talent. Doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. We all have to come together to execute the same mission, which is self-determination. That's right. We cannot be a strong Black military force without self-determining body within yourself. So thank God for our elders. Thank God for our ancestors. They have led the way. We must never forget the work that Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, as he has to be, Marcus Garvey, Bobby Seals, Huey P. Newton, Fred Hampton. You know, these names are not to be taken lightly. They carry weight, Black family. They carry weight of revolution and freedom. And yet we have to continue to see the difference by organizing. Lastly, we updated already concerning Rasheem Carter, October 14th, Taylorsville, Mississippi, the horrific demise of a brother that told his mother precisely who was after him, told the public before they decided to violate our bodies again. And so continue to keep the Carter family up in prayers and support and to make a change. Taylorsville, Mississippi, they, just like many other sundown towns, they have their own rules, laws, and regulations. And, yes, we have to combat that. And the only way we can combat that is coming together and organizing. It's really no secret to a Black family. So with that being said, I know there's a couple of things that I have missed concerning an update. But from the desk of the Department of Justice, we want you just to focus on the small things. Start with your backyard, your neighborhood. And as we so eloquently state week after week, must be involved in your city council. There is no way around this, Black family. So we want to hear from you, the area that you live in. What is happening with the American Rescue Plan funds? The American Rescue Plan funds, Black family, ARPA, is a form of reparations. We have mentioned this previously. Why is it a form of reparations? Because it was designated for cities and areas that are marginalized. And you know how they like to use the word marginalized, who they refer to, right? Black folks. And so this funding is sitting in your city council or county council as we speak. And they got a nice chunk change. For example, right here in Los Angeles County, They received $1.3 billion between November 2020 and I believe January 2022. This was a period of the, you know, PPP and COVID loans. And this is what is funding that can be used to create the centers that you need. It's not about utilizing our own funding. Our funding is in this tax bracket, whether it's federal, state, local. We all work for the man one point in time and continue to pay these taxes. So it is unwielding of us, Black family, to allow this millions and millions of dollars to sit there unaccounted for. So reparations is what it's all about. And how we get that is having a knowledge of your local governance. Now, the key important politicians for reparations, we must, if you have not studied your lineage, it's very important that you do look through, find out your genealogy, because reparations is something in where you have to have your descendant of slavery, so to speak, checking your papers, right? So when it comes time to cut the check, are we ready? That's the question. And so we want to help you prepare for that. So we suggest that you, if you don't know your family history, if you say records are lost, which could very well be, there's still ways for you to trace your lineage. And reparations, again, Black family, is lineage-based. That is the key word, lineage-based. And so chattel slavery still has to pay its harm it has done to us. And I think Sister Joyce mentioned brilliantly, it is post-traumatic slave syndrome. This is something that we are aware. But do we allow it to fester? Do we stop organizing? This is where we have to look above that and finish the turn. We have to complete our assignments in order for us to reach the next level. Our young people are waiting. Right? So let's start gathering our good people in our neighborhoods and start writing the plan and make it plain. And so, love you so very much from here, from the Department of Justice, and we relinquish the mic right back to our host for National Chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar.
Okay, Bishop Williams.
Go on now, Bishop.
Okay, I'm going to say that what we've done, we all telling the truth, and we got to keep on doing that, because the Bible said it, truth shall make you free, shall make us free. So we got to tell the truth about everything, about our money, about our gold, about our land. We got to do that. And that's how we gonna receive, because all public trust land property belong to the people. When we don't have none of it, we not people under the law.
That's absolutely correct. Yes.
We want just public trust land property belong to the people. Okay. And there's some song we got to put out there. I got one. People take a stand for your money and your land. I wrote that and had CDs out there for years, 25, 30 years ago. People take a stand for your money and your land.
All right, now. We need a beat to that. Where are all musicians out here?
I got a beat to that.
We're in the Minister of Defense. Let's go with some lyrics here.
I got a CD.
Right now.
People take a stand. Take a stand for your money and land.
All right,
people,
now.
Take a stand. Take a stand for your money and your land.
That's
your money for the Mewtwo.
Yeah, all right now.
People, take a stand for your money and your land. All right now.
Yes,
that needs to be on the Billboard chart right here. What do they still do, Billboard?
Well, I got a CD where I'm singing that. I sung it. I recorded 28 years ago.
Well, it's still relevant for today. You got to take a stand for money in the land.
Yeah. I'll give you a copy of it when I see you.
Right on. Well, Black family, traveling at this moment, And I want to say stay spiritually grounded wherever you are. Make sure that you give honor and praise to the Most High and walk in the protection, walk in your authority. And so black power to all.
Black power. Black power to all. All power to the people.
Can I pray for us all before we leave?
Please do. Please do.
Right on. Right on.
Our Father God in heaven, Lord, thank and praise you, Lord, for your goodness, grace, and mercy, Lord. Truly, Lord, you have been good to us, Lord. Lord, but we need you now, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to stand by us and keep us, Lord. And bless us, Lord, receiving all the money, gold, and land that's here for us, Lord. We've been blind. Our leaders been blind over the years. And so many people are afraid, Lord. Wake people up, Lord. Wake up black people, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that you are your chosen people, Lord. Because we're the people when Moses was marching, coming across the Red Sea and over here and everything, Lord. We are the Israelites, Lord. Your chosen people from the Israelites. Bless us, Lord. Strengthen and keep us. Bless all everybody, Lord. Lord. And let people know who they are, Lord. We are the original Jews. The blacks don't know it, Lord. Show people who they are.
Facts.
Okay. We are the chosen people. And in America here, blacks are the most spiritual people in America here. And how we can see we the chosen people.
Right,
everybody see it. The white people know it. They see how people praise God. Don't nobody wish up and praise God like white, like the blacks see. Ain't nobody sang like the blacks.
Play basketball. Like
ain't nobody play basketball like the blacks.
Right on.
God
well, thank you for
Lord,
that prayer.
God bless you and keep us. We give you all honor and praise and glory. In Jesus'
right.
name, I pray. Amen and thank God.
Thank you, Bishop. Yeah.
Let every heart say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen, Lord.
Mama. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. I love all of y'all. Thank y'all. God bless you and black power to black people.
Bless you, black power.
Right on.
Because every praise, every praise. Oh, my.
All right.
Every praise.
We going to have church tonight.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
What a score. Every praise. Every praise
yes.
to
our God. Yes. Glory, hallelujah, and one accord. Every praise.
Yeah,
Lord. I'm sorry.
Every praise to our God. Just want to thank you
Amen.
All tonight for being here in the name of the Lord that originated the heavens and the earth. Oh, we come this far,
yeah, Lord.
And every day we're leaning on the Lord. You've been trusting in the Holy Word, and God ain't never failed me yet. Oh, we come this far by faith, and every
Got
day
it.
We're leaning.
Yeah, Lord.
We're leaning on the Lord. We're singing, whoa, 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 whoa. Can't turn around. We come this far by faith.
By faith. Yes, Lord.
And this far by faith.
Yes,
because just the other day, you know, I heard a man say that he didn't believe in God's word. But I can truly say that he has made a way, and he hasn't. He never failed again. And oh, yes, we come with us by faith. And every day we're leaning on the Lord. You got to have some faith to stay in this house tonight, y'all.
Amen, amen. Last thing, I must say to all of y'all, I love y'all and I appreciate y'all so much.
Somebody ought to pray for
me. Keep up the fight, but I'm going to say this. The rumors of wars is...
But that's the good praise for God and the good word and the good faith, and know that Black Revolution, you must know the Black Revolutionary perspective. You would not be successful going against the opposition. And I will assure you, wherever you are on the shores of North America, you will be going to battle against the beast, against the opposition in this hour. You will not slide under the radar. You will not be slid off the hook. He is going to test you. I guarantee you, within the next 60 days, you anywhere in America, I guarantee you this white man will either check you, test you, or you will put him on his backside. Don't, by any means, brother and sister, underestimate your ability to put the opposition on their backside. And don't overestimate his ability to do anything to you. For the Honorable Dr. Frederick Douglass said, your enemy can do no more to you than you allow him to do. So you have to go from there and understand that this is war. We at war with this peace. And I'm saying my.
I guess one more prayer, last prayer from me is to make us courageous in battle and fearless, aim straight, aim true, and never be afraid to die in battle for our people. Never be afraid to take some bitch out in that battle as well. That's my Black Power prayer.
That's right, Black
Power. To be
power.
Strong and victorious.
Straight and shoot straight. Huh? This is what we have to
do.
We have one last queued up. We got some 909 in the mix, and I want to give them an opportunity to say something here in the name of Black Revolution being the only solution. We got 909 on the 471. And you can talk black to us and our vast listening audience at this point. Yes, 909.
All praises to the Most High, and aim.
Praise the Most High.
Yeah,
who do we have on the 909?
Mikel.
That's Mikel on there? Well, you can talk black to us, Mikel.
Mikel Howard, yes. Yeah.
What city are you in,
Brown? Yeah. Currently, I'm in Oakland, but I'm down in L.A.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you on Black Power Radio, Macau. Hope everything is running well for you. We're on Black Revolution hard here at Black Power Radio. They have challenged us at every turn in the road, and we're going in for the last hurrah for these reparations and going into Mississippi to correct what they've done to Rasheem Carter. We don't have any knowledge that we know we'll return from this mission, but we know we're going on this mission. We're going there to check no good, dirty white bastard that murdered our son, and we do not come back without a victory. And I'm just here to tell you that we're here to go to help that family. He put his son in the damn pig pen. We can't allow that. We can't let it go unanswered, brother and sister. I'm telling you, I'm through with all that. Tiptoeing through the goddamn tulips and soft stroking and singing Kumbaya, my Lord, is not going to get you out of this, brother.
Not going to get them off the hook for the life of Ian Carter. They did too much this time. And we have done too little, so we have no excuse for not being there. In Taylorsville, Mississippi, on October the 14th, Mama. And in Washington, D.C., on October 16th, that it was those that are able to return from the mission. And it's not a soft stroke. It's not a soft tooth. It's not for the naive. Not for those that are, you understand, that are not built for war. Just say, my. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother McCall. Give me that update on what you just went through, McCall.
Excuse me?
Just to give us the update from wherever you are in your geographical location.
The update. Everything is everything. I'm just seeing what's going down.
Well, one thing for sure, we're thankful that you tuned in to Black Power Radio, because I don't know if you heard about it. In a golf tournament over in Augusta that was put on by Tiger Woods and his network, they had another a tournament for tennis put on by Serena Williams and her network. We're just so damn glad you decided to stop right here at Black Power Radio, because you could have went to soccer mom practice, and I think they had a cheerleading practice right after that. Now, they were all not able to make it tonight, but we're damn skippy glad on the peanut butter jar that you're up in here with us tonight. And thank you, Brother Cal, for all those that sacrificed. You could have been right in there just enjoying Steve Harvey on the Family Feud with your family. But you came here to Black Power Radio. You're willing to sacrifice something. It's not always the giving of the dollar bill, but sacrificing something from your spirit, and sacrificing something from your heart, sacrificing something from your mind, and taking it out and giving it to those that need it. That's the real sacrifice, brother. That you took from your time and your family to sacrifice to help someone less fortunate, to help someone that needed help, that if you had not helped them, then help would not have come. Oh, somebody should say, my. It is your faith that Jesus said that saved you, huh? And he touched his disciples and said, yet greater things shall you do. Say, oh, great Messiah, you healed the blind, the deaf, the leper, and all of those that were afflicted, had leprosy stricken all up and down their bodies, pus and sores all over their bodies. Oh, you heal the leper at this hour. And Jesus said, yet greater things shall you do when you come in after me. Oh, I'm just happy we came to Black Power Radio and put all your troubles right here on Black Power Radio. And God is going to bless that prayer said by Elder Williams and touch the hearts of those and the minds of those that need help today. Oh, we need someone to heal. There's a need for healing right here tonight. And we hope that it has been a blessing unto you, as it's certainly been a blessing to me to be here with you and to see another day. And anytime you can stay 6 foot above ground around here in America, you've done a miracle on my mind. Someone should say it tonight. And claim that miracle and claim the victory over a disbelieving people. And hope that Almighty God will turn you. For surely we have turned ourselves to you. And Lord, we are striving to be upright. To you, the Almighty God, who originated the heavens and the earth. We are not of the polytheists, but surely it is our prayer and our sacrifice, our life and death, are all for the Almighty God, who originated the heavens and earth. And for truly we have been unjust to ourselves, and we confess all of our faults, for there's none who grant us protection against all of our faults except through the Almighty God. We ask you, Almighty God, to turn us and guide us to the best of morals, for there's none that would turn us and guide us to the best of morals except you, the Almighty God Allah. And we ask that you, the Almighty God Allah, guide us away from the evil and most indecent morals, for there's none that would guide us away from the evil and the most indecent morals except you, the Almighty God Allah. So we hope that you will find a way
to ask the Almighty God to bless you in the good that you're doing and bless you for the best of your deeds. And with that, we are saying amen, Lord, and every heart say amen and count the blessing. Let it be a lesson and let them count the blessing. Whatever we say, whatever has been said, whatever you do, wherever you're going, whatever turn you are at the middle of the road, we know that whatever you can say, our beloved brother Marvin Gaye
Now she'll go home. Yeah. fighting with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my head like stale blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you solve a lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Bless your church, barrel spinning like the laundry's Ryan. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I called him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity say that bodies are a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamine. I decide what cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby. Is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my throat on first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. God. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
For the one that got away, when we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, it's just complain. Thought it didn't fight, just shift the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence seems to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. See, terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs, some mothers and the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So if I become a nigga, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now, whip the chain. Chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phones with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, the American way. Slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but she'll never get a stutter. power that we have as a people. And put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause none of uniforms, human bonds that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us. About the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chains, rip the chains, the American way plays rip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Rip the chains, rip the chains, the American way plays rip the chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Things are gonna get easier.